Prime Minister, Speaker of the House of Parliament of Latvia, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it's truly a delight to be able to stand here in front of such a distinguished audience and for the second time in less than 2 years to be able to introduce a speaker here in Riga, the President of the United States. It is particularly gratifying to do so on this eve of the 2006 Summit of NATO in Riga, an event for which we have been planning a long time, but an event that we have been dreaming about for even longer. And indeed, when Latvia recovered its independence at long last in 1991, it was all it could do is to try and keep that independence, to sort of blow on that flame of liberty and see if we could survive in a world that, of course, was there to receive us, but to receive us on its own terms. We had to change everything in our country and our system. We had to adapt and do it very quickly. Change can be painful. Reforms take a lot of effort. I'm proud of my people, at the efforts that they have expended, and at the results they have achieved. But we have been able to do so because our people have never lost their faith in liberty, and they have never lost their conviction that they have a right to be free and that a democratic system is the only one that is worth living, the one in which every citizen has a chance to contribute to making a better world. As we recovered our democracy, of course we have also seen it as failings. We have not reached perfection from one day to the next. We have made mistakes, and that's precisely the privilege of democracy, of making mistakes and learning from them. We have had disagreements and continue to do so on a variety of issues. That, too, is a fundamental tenet of democracy. But the one thing that is simply fundamental is the freedom to be able to express one's views, the freedom to chart one's course and to adopt it, and the freedom to freely choose one's friends and one's allies. And in that sense, every step of the way, we have felt that for Latvia, the United States is a country whose principles, whose ideals are very much the same as our own. There's a country that, in spite of its wealth and influence, has never forgotten the principles set forth by its founding fathers. It's a country that believes in moral principles, that is ready to die for them if need be. That sort of commitment, that sort of support that we have felt, we of course in turn now stand ready to pass on to others. We like to think of democracy as something that is catching, in the sense that it is an example to others that they would wish to follow. It is not something that we can sell, it is not something we can force on people, but we certainly can convince them of the benefits of it, and most of all, we'd like to give them a chance. I would like to thank very much the United States for itself, to Latvia and the other former captive nations, to regain their freedom and liberty, to regain their ability to make their own choices. It is a privilege for me, for the second time in such a short period, to give to you, as a speaker today, a man who believes deeply in the rights of democracy, believes deeply in human freedom and human dignity. Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you the 43rd President of the United States of America, George W.